Hindu radicals threaten Christians in Nepal. A prison ministry launches a Bible study for the kids. And the Kodiak missionary bush plane goes on tour. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hindu extremists in Nepal have threatened to bomb Christians within a month unless they stop sharing the gospel. HCJB Global's Ty Stake says Christians will stand firm.
The Lord has really changed the climate there and created opportunity for the gospel to flourish. And so along with that, necessarily, I think, comes opposition because this is a battle that we're in. I don't think these guys are going to give up. I think that they're going to keep walking forward.
Christians in Nepal are starting radio stations to reach people with the gospel.
Where they are effectively communicating the truth in their own context.
Pray God will help them communicate well in a hostile environment.
It's a real delicate balance that they need to strike, and they need real wisdom from the Lord in order to effectively speak to the community and present their identity so that people will be attracted to the message of the cross.
Next, Shua, a Christian man in Thailand, is seeing his crops and faith prosper. 10 years ago, Shua and his village were greatly impoverished. However, Farms International came to their area and helped them with loans to get started. Now, Shua has corn as a cash crop, fruit trees, fish ponds, and a new truck, which he uses for his farm and to evangelize neighboring villages. Go to our website to help farms minister to more people in poverty. You're listening to Mission Network News. Crossroad Bible Institute has developed mail-in Bible study lessons for the kids of prisoners.
They're written at the third grade reading level, but children from 6 to 18 are returning these already. And they're writing moving little prayer requests in the back. Pray for my daddy in prison. Pray for my mom. She's all alone. Thanks for telling me about Jesus. And it just gives you goosebumps.
The kids fill out 10 notebooks as they read the Magna Messiah, a children's Bible in the popular graphic novel style. Pray for hurting kids all over the world to experience the transforming power of the gospel.
The children of inmates are 5 to 7 times more likely to get involved in the criminal justice system than their peers. They are highly at-risk children for school truancy, for alcohol and drug addiction and sexual difficulties. These are at-risk kids in our own backyard.
Also in the United States, Mission Aviation Fellowship is preparing to tour the West Coast in their first Kodiak airplane. It's the first of 20 similar next-generation missionary airplanes. President and CEO John Boyd says,
it's a tool that God has given us, and it's been so many years in the making. Way back as far as 1998, the vision was birthed. There are multiple ways that this airplane is going to enhance the ministry of MAF.
The plane will allow MAF to reach isolated locations and to save money with cheaper and more available fuel. After its West Coast tour June 12th and 13th, the Kodiak will be ferried across the ocean to Papua, Indonesia.
To those dear folk whose only life link is the MAF airplane, reaching Papua is going to be a milestone in MAF's history and a huge step forward for our service to the least of these.
To ferry the Kodiak, the trip will cost $30,000 to $35,000. If you'd like to sponsor a nautical mile of the trip, it only costs $4. Visit our website to partner with MAF. And a Reach Global team from a Creative Access country recently led a teacher training workshop. This team trained a group of 5 coordinators who will in turn train 8 more Sunday school teachers. These 5 coordinators plan to oversee 40 teachers in 40 churches with the hope of further multiplication. Pray God will protect and multiply this effort so many children have the opportunity to know and love the Lord through activities that are created especially for them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a resource to help you understand how God is at work in Ghana? One Hope is making available a free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.